Welcome back to the podcast. Today it is just me and
Bella,
which is, I mean, pretty much everybody wanted, I feel exactly. Like. We're always here doing this. So today we're talking about movies. I'm a big movie person. Bella is a big movie person. Movies. We both took film as a class. Yes. I encourage anyone to take it. It's super fun. It's a really easy class. All you do is watch movies.
Once you get past the first, like, week, because those films, I feel like, are always average.
Okay, they're a little boring. We took different teachers, yeah. But I don't think my films were that good. I think I got some questions.
We're just going to
jump into it. All-time top five favorite movies.
Top five?
Top five.
Okay, number one is Stand By Me.
I love Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, probably since I was in middle school, and I read the book. The book is so good, too.
Yeah.
We'll just, like, I'll go quick, and then we can come back and touch on them. Number two is probably 10 Things I Hate About You.
We've discussed that, yeah.
Which most of, I think, like, four of the five are probably rom-coms. I'm also Pretty in Pink.
How can that be so high up is my thing. It's good. I don't think it's top five. Like, I should probably write these down while you're talking,
I'm looking at my Letterboxd, which is where I keep all my
movies. That's a good idea.
Oh my gosh. Romeo and Juliet.
The 90s. Leonardo DiCaprio version?
That movie is, it's weird, it's crazy. They were, what's the word I'm looking for? They were brave with the move they made. To have them all speak in Elizabethan, but it'd be...
Yeah,
set in the 90s.
When it starts, you're kind of like, this is kind of stupid. And then you get into it, and you're like, this makes sense to me.
I think that's four. And Dazed and Confused is up there, too.
I like Dazed and Confused, too.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
My movies change a lot, but I think Stand By Me is always, like, number one.
Okay, let's talk about Stand By Me for a second. When I was in speech in high school, because I was a speech kid, which is embarrassing, but let's ignore that, I did an 8-minute speech on the film Stand By Me. I went to state with it.
Oh my gosh. What were your points? What were you talking about?
I talked about the cinematography, I talked about the script, and I talked about the friendship arc.
It's beautiful. Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Every aspect of it.
I think it needs to be talked about more.
It should. Like, we just kind of got over it.
Yeah. You keep talking, I'm going to keep writing.
Like, I was a huge Stephen King, like, freak for a while in middle school because I love horror. And then, like, when it came out, I kind of fell down that rabbit hole. And, you know, Stand By Me is Stephen King, which, you know, makes no sense, but okay.
It does,
but it doesn't. But that was, like, one of the few adaptations that he, like, liked. If you, like, listen, a lot of the times he doesn't like movies that were made. Like, he hated Kubrick's
The Shining.
He hated it. There was another one I don't think he liked, but he came on Stand By Me, and I think he cried. Allegedly, he cried when he saw one of the scenes.
It's good.
I would cry, too. One of my favorite scenes is with the deer on the train tracks.
Oh, it's so serene. Oh, my God.
I might go watch it tonight now.
I don't know. It's on anywhere, to be honest with you.
I think I bought it. I want to say we might have it on VHS at home.
Do you have a VHS player still?
We have a combination at my mom's house.
Are you serious?
Yeah, half VHS, half
That's
DVD
cool,
player.
Man. All right. I only got to four because I can't think of five because I'm slow today. Black Swan, have you seen it?
I haven't.
You need to watch it. It was on Netflix. It's gone now.
Where's that?
Nowhere now.
Oh, no.
Let me look it up.
Missing?
Yeah, missing in action, this movie.
Honestly, I don't get why, like, if it goes off of one platform, why it's not on the other.
Because Amazon has everything. And then I feel like once it disappears off a platform, it disappears off the face of the planet.
Then you have to, like, buy it. And, like, I will rent a movie if I want to watch it that bad. For $4.
I won't.
Really?
No. It hurts me in my soul. It's like, what if I wait and it comes out at some other point?
But if I want to watch a movie then and there, I'm set to it.
Okay. Whatever, I'll find something else. I got Dances with Wolves. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Goodness. Oh my god. It's really long. It's basically Avatar.
Oh.
A guy comes. It's like with. Oh, okay. It's set in the 1800s with Native Americans. And I think he's a Confederate soldier.
I feel like I've heard it. Like, it sounds familiar.
It's so good.
Like, one of my neurons sparked at that.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love it. I did a second speech about it the next year and I went again.
Oh my gosh.
That's how good it is. I know. Speech kid over here. And then for three, I had Showgirls. Have you ever seen it?
No, I feel really bad. I've, like, said no to everyone on my list.
It's okay. It's not a very good movie.
Oh.
It's, like, one of those cheesy cult classic kind of movies.
But, like, you like it.
I love it.
That's, like, me with Heathers.
Okay, I've seen Heathers, and I don't think it's that good.
Really? I mean, no. It's not good. There's a lot of movies I like that aren't good. But I'm gonna defend that movie until I die.
I like the musical.
Oh, the musical. I enjoyed really it. Good.
But Showgirls is really lots of nudity for some reason because she's a stripper.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah, with that girl from Saved by the Bell. Yeah, I don't know, I forgot her name. Elizabeth something.
The curly-haired one.
Yes. Okay. I don't know. I watched it one time, and I was like, this movie is stupid. And then I watched it, like, six times after that. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, wait.
I get it.
This movie's making a lot of sense. Does it mean something? It feels like it. And then I have Stand By Me. Stand By Me is really because it's just good.
I just looked at my list. Another one that's up there for me is What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I love that movie.
I wish I had, honestly. I think
it takes place in Iowa.
It does?
Yeah.
No way.
Big town in Iowa, but yeah.
Oh. Mm. I just feel like I look at it and I know that it's going to be sad.
Oh, it is. It's devastating.
I don't
want to
watch it.
It is devastating.
I know that Leo's good in it.
Oh, he's amazing.
I think he was nominated, was he? Or was he snubbed?
He should have been.
Because I think he did,
like,
pretty well.
He plays someone who's, like, mentally disabled, but it never felt insulting.
Yeah.
It did feel really, or as, like, real as it could be.
Yeah.
Also, Johnny Depp at that point is really hot, so.
Well, that's just a plus.
That alone,
I mean,
is,
yeah,
like,
that's enough, but I just feel
for.
Like it looks so depressing, and I don't know if I can sit through a depressing
cry,
movie.
I think, if you ever need to, like.
That movie?
Yeah.
What's your crying movie? Do you have a movie that you cry to, besides?
It takes a lot for me to cry from a movie. TV shows, that's one thing I can cry.
I can't cry at a TV
movies,
show.
The first movie I cried at, which this is really embarrassing, my dad showed me Old Yeller, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The dog dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried.
The waterworks, tears.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was coming, I think, and then I just lost it.
I read the book. I didn't watch the movie. So when I read the book, it was kind of like, did he just shoot the dog?
Yeah, and then I'm like reliving it.
Like, inside, yeah. I can see the trauma in your eyes right now.
It really is. It was really upsetting.
I always watch Steel Magnolias.
Oh, that is a good movie. I don't know the last time I've watched that thing all the way through, though. Like, that was,
really?
Like, my mom loved that movie, so it was just, like, on.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. All right, next question. If you could have someone play you in a movie, who would you cast?
Oh, that is such a good question. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Do you have your answer?
I do, but it's not like cause I want her to play me. It's just people tell me I look like her.
Who is it?
You know that girl from Camp Rock? Not Demi Lovato. The other girl who plays the piano.
She's really good.
Yeah, that girl. People tell me I look like her.
My gosh.
From Cheaper by the Dozen, I'll look her up.
I kind of see it.
It pisses me off.
Not until you said it, though. You, like, planted the seed in me.
when I was in middle
Allison
school.
Stoner?
That's her name, yeah. People told me I look like Anne Frank a lot. And she played Anne Frank in a movie.
Oh, my gosh, she did?
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys are sisters, basically. Wow.
Look at that.
Who do I want to play me in a movie? I don't know. I don't feel like I resemble anyone. So I guess with that being said, I should just say anyone, you know?
Yeah. Go for it. I mean, that girl, apparently we look alike.
I'm trying to think, like, who could play me, you know? I need someone kind of like, you know what I mean? Yeah, just a little out there. Gosh, that is such a good question. Oh my god, like, we look nothing alike, but, like, I love Aubrey Plaza.
I could see
She's
it, though.
Just, like,
yeah.
But I'm thinking of her from, like, Criminal Minds, when she was, like...
I didn't watch her.
Oh, she was, like,
sorry.
Crazy.
Oh, okay.
Not that, like, I'm, like, she killed people. That's not, like...
That's not where your movie's going.
She has, like, the range. And then also, was she in Parks and Rec?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That also. Like
I
a
could
mix.
See, like, maybe Emma Stone for you.
Like, early Emma
or
Stone.
Or not
like,
Emma
not
Stone
now.
But,
like, Easy A.
Easy
Emma
A.
Stone.
Super bad
yeah.
Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like
yeah,
that answer.
I think
actually.
That would work
I
for you.
I love Emma Stone. She is. And her on screen partner, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling?
I love him.
I love him too.
Barbie, like, I think we already
We've discussed this. He was very hot in Barbie.
Yeah, and people are like, what are you talking about? And it's like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, what did you miss
like,
from that movie?
Oh my gosh, I loved Barbie.
I did too.
He, like, after Barbie, I, like, was seeking out movies with Ryan Gosling in it.
Did you watch Crazy Stupid Love?
I didn't.
That's got both of them
I
in
know,
it. That
I
should
know.
Be your movie.
I also still need to watch... He's in The Notebook, right? I've never seen The Notebook.
I've never seen The Notebook either.
Like, you've never seen The Notebook? Yeah, sorry.
No. Like, what do you want from me? No, I haven't watched it. That's got the... Rachel McAdams. Yeah, he was in that movie. That was his, like, first big
movie.
He's
just such a cutesy little guy. Well, he was also in, what's that movie called? It's on my list somewhere. Oh, Remember the Titans.
I have never seen that movie.
It's a pretty good movie. Do you have any sports movies? Got the football movie.
Sandlot?
Oh, Sandlot's good.
I like Sandlot.
I was thinking Mighty Ducks, though.
You weren't here for that. I discussed Mighty Ducks in here.
I love Mighty Ducks.
We were just talking about Christmas movies, and I was like, well, it's got hockey.
How is that Christmas?
It's a winter sport.
Oh.
They go to a winter festival at some point.
It's still going on now. I'm going to go hockey game next week.
Are you? Okay, well, I'm just saying.
It starts in winter. Okay, yeah. Sure.
I'll hockey, do that. Christmas, they connect.
Okay. I actually love, the first one's kind of bad. Second one's the best one of the three.
I agree.
Second one's
I've amazing. Never seen the third one.
Third one's okay. It's just like, okay. Like,
I don't think anything's going on in the third one.
It got a little dramatic.
Because they're older.
They're going to like a college, I think, or a private high school, something stupid.
But why?
Who knows?
Because they're good at hockey?
And then they're like taking it. Well, I guess they were on the Junior Olympics team, so you would have to be pretty good to be on the...
Not really, because I feel like most of them were like...
Bad.
Yeah.
They suck.
They basically just wanted Gordon Bombay, and were like, I guess you can bring your team with, and they brought them all, and then they traded them all out with other people.
True.
Who were better than them.
Yeah, I guess you do make a point. Oh, the second one is so good.
It really is. It's pretty. It's got that guy from Sandlot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then, like, is it Kenan Thompson?
Yeah.
He's, like, running SNL, basically.
I was looking him up earlier this week, because I was like, how long has he been there?
Because he was also in All That, which... We'll have to have a TV.
I've never.
All That was a 90s thing, but I want to talk about The Quiet on Set. Have you seen any of that?
I want to. I'm going to.
We could do a whole
on that.
Conversation on that.
How long is it?
I think it might be only 3 episodes.
That's not very long.
Maybe.
Like 3 hours?
Maybe. Anyways, other sports movies? Yeah, basically Mighty Ducks. That's all that matters.
Only Mighty Ducks? What about,
A League of Their Own.
I love
A League of Their Own. I don't know. Oh, that is such a good movie.
The movie makes me cry sometimes.
But there's no crying in baseball.
No, there's not, but I cry. And not even at, like, the sad part. I cry when they're all, like, playing baseball in the field. And it's like, women are so amazing. Like, why can't I play baseball?
Yay!
Look at us! Equality. We do this! That's how I feel watching it. I'm terrible at baseball. I don't have much of an arm on me. I got a callus. I got a blister this morning from shoveling.
Oh.
And I was only there for like 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
So that just tells you everything you need to know.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'm weak.
Wait, what movie was I just thinking of? It's not a sport. I don't think so. Hold on. It was just a... I guess it could be a sport. The Karate Kid.
That is a sport. Karate.
I actually love that movie for like... Did you ever watch Cobra Kai? It was the TV show.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to because I loved The Karate Kid so much, I refused to watch Cobra Kai.
Oh, it's actually really good.
I just didn't want to see Johnny in a way that was like...
Oh, I've always thought Daniel was the real villain.
Really? Oh my god, okay. Why? Like,
so, if we're talking... Do you know The Karate Kid well?
Yeah, enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well enough to have this discussion.
So there's the... At the beach in the first movie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, Daniel's playing soccer or whatever down with Allie. And
who's never spoken of again, ever, pretty much.
She does come back.
In Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's non-existent in the rest of the film.
Which, you know, I don't like her. The girl who plays her seems mean.
Is it the same girl from the original movie?
Yeah, it's all the same people.
Oh, okay. Continue.
So, you know, they're down there playing, and then... Sorry.
What? I hear them whispering. Oh, okay. Keep going.
So he's down there just playing, you know, ball. And Johnny and Allie get into it. They're having their own argument. And Daniel, like, throws the ball or something at Johnny.
He does not.
Does he not? Does he not, like, kick the ball?
No, I think he walks over there and is like, walk away, man. And he's like, you know, that whole thing that they always do, like, this isn't none of your business.
Exactly, it wasn't. So who's Daniel LaRusso think he is?
He thinks that he's a white, like, a white knight, man. He's trying to save her.
He's not, though.
But Johnny was coming off with a lot of negative energy.
But then later...
You wouldn't jump in and be like, Johnny, back up.
But then later on, okay, in the movie...
I'm looking this up.
Same movie.
Yeah.
Johnny's talking to his friends or something, and he's like, he's like, you know, we get out of school soon. Like, we're not doing all this, you know? I think they're on their bikes or something. Like, they're gonna lay low. Question mark.
Okay, go ahead.
And then at the Halloween dance or whatever, he's in the bathroom, okay? He's trying to smoke in the school toilet. That might be a little bit of a crime. Daniel pulls the hoves out of somewhere.
You're missing a major part of this movie where he goes to eat lunch with his mom before this happens, and he gets his ass kicked outside by them. That's why he attacked him.
Okay.
I feel like you're a Johnny defender.
I am, because I guess without you seeing Cobra Kai, you can't, like, they make Daniel LaRusso so hateable.
But he's so nice in the movie.
Okay, but not in the show.
Well, I didn't watch the show, so it's not part of my timeline.
Also, I have never seen the second Karate Kid. I didn't know that, like, Johnny Sensei, like, chokes him out in the parking lot after he loses.
What are you talking about? Are you with the third Karate Kid? Second I've seen Karate the second Kid. Karate Kid.
Yeah, it's a small
They're
clip.
In Japan.
No, it's like, it's the, or is it the end of the first one? There's a like, Mr. Miyagi, like, punches out the car window in the parking lot. Because this, Johnny's coach is like, oh, they're beating him up right now?
No, they're playing soccer.
Like, if you look at
when it gets to the part where apparently Johnny shows up.
Apparently, no, he does see.
I don't want to turn the volume because I don't want it to hear on the mics.
Yeah, see, he doesn't want to be a degenerate anymore. See? And then Daniel LaRusso shows up.
No. He attacks him first. Because he sees Allie and he's like, oh my god, I'm still jealous.
See, I don't know. Daniel LaRusso, he's my biggest enemy.
How is that possible? Okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Skip. Oh, he tries to go for his soccer ball. She attacks him first. He tries to go for the ball or the radio or something. You can't tell me Johnny didn't instigate this fight. Look at him.
Oh, did he just shove him on the ground?
Yeah. Daniel's the victim in
here. He asked for it, though.
Just look at him. He's defenseless. I don't think he asked for it.
Can we talk about how old Ralph Macchio is? Like, he's like 60. 20-something in there.
Yeah.
He looks 12.
I think he aged extremely well. I think he's 62 right now.
That is crazy. He doesn't look 62.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know many 62-year-olds, but...
Neither do I, but that's a good example.
That is not what I imagined 60 looking like. Sorry, I had to come for...
I don't know. I mean, add him to our list.
Wait, no, I didn't come for Ralph Macchio. I came for Daniel LaRusso. Two different people.
I guess, yeah.
I will praise Ralph Macchio. The Outsiders and My Cousin Vinny, two of my favorite movies.
I've never seen The Outsiders.
You've never seen The Outsiders? Exactly.
I'm sorry.
That was a staple of middle school. We were forced to read the book, and then you got to watch the movie.
You got. I mean, I didn't read the book, so it's like...
Mm. Oh. What school did you go to?
Ballard and Huxley.
They did you dirty.
Well, I mean, we got to read,
What, like Call of the Wild?
No. We got to read the To Kill a Mockingbird.
That book sucked.
That book is so good. What are you talking
about?
No, I could
not deal with that book.
That book is amazing.
I liked the, what's that called? The trial part?
The trial part was boring.
That's the part I liked.
I was bored out of my mind.
When did you read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Freshman year.
Oh, okay. I was going to say middle school because Norwalk was a few years behind. I didn't get that until high school.
No. We read it in, like, freshman year. And then we watched, you know, I don't even think we got to watch the movie because we had to read the next book. We had to read the sequel to it.
Oh, there's a sequel?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
Don't read the sequel.
Well, I wasn't going to read
it. Like, they turn him into a racist.
Oh, interesting.
He's like the head of the clan, basically, Atticus is.
How does that work?
I don't know. All I know is I was like, who wrote this book? It was like weird fan fiction, basically.
Interesting.
I wasn't a fan.
But no, Ralph Macchio on his own is great. Daniel LaRusso sucks, though.
I don't think he does, though. We just saw it. He was attacked.
Okay.
Multiple
times.
Maybe
I'm basing it off the TV show because he's really hateable. If you ever get around to watching it...
I probably won't.
That's fine, because you'll have to see how much of a jerk Daniel LaRusso is.
Yeah, and I don't want that. That's why I didn't watch the show. I was like, I don't want to see them turn a great person into a victim for the bully's benefit.
Yeah, Johnny rules, so...
Okay, whatever.
Did you have another question?
I did have another question. What's the worst movie you saw this year?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have one from this year? I could give you, like, all time, but this year's hard.
No. I can't even remember what I watched this year.
Well, like, for fun, I rewatched the movie Cyberbully. I don't know if you know that movie.
I've never even heard of it.
We had to watch it in my health class in middle school.
Have you seen it?
Oh my gosh, like, that movie was like my Roman Empire.
Yeah, really? It's crazy. It is, like, it's wild. They showed us that in, like, seventh grade.
Is it like a made-for-TV kind of thing?
Yes, it was on ABC Family.
No, that says everything you need to know, yeah.
But it's, gosh, what's her name? It's the girl that played Lily from Hannah Montana, Emily Osment.
Oh, yeah.
So, that, it's not bad. It's just, like, crazy that we watched it and how dramatic everything is. And then the other movie I watched was The Starving Games.
Yeah, that movie's meant to be stupid.
No, it is, but my friend put it on, and I was like, I'll entertain this for today, you know.
I always like the part where she's like, PETA, where are you? Or whatever his name is, Rye or some stuff. And he's like, I'm in the cake! And like, it pans over, and it's like a big cake in the woods. Love that. Because The Hunger Games, I watched that for the first time recently.
I need to. I never was. I wasn't one of those.
I was never into The Hunger Games either. But I watched, my friend took me to see the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And I was like, well, I'd probably watch Hunger Games before I go see it, because I don't know what's happening. And that was pretty good. Did you watch that?
I didn't. I should watch all of them, though.
Yeah.
I do like the girl who played, is her name Lucy? Is the character's name Lucy?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah. I don't know the actress's
name.
Rachel
Zegler?
Yes.
She was in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, which was beautiful.
I loved that.
That was, oh my gosh.
Everyone talked to was like, it's so boring and long.
No, it is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It is, and also like, compared to the, because I've seen the first one or whatever, the original. That one is, it's good and all.
It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't look the same, but also, it's nice having like, actual representation for like, the Puerto Ricans, because last time it was people in dark foundation.
Well.
But oh, it was beautiful, and she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, people hate her now, though.
But, like, now they're liking her again because, have you seen the song from Shrek the Musical that's, like, on TikTok?
Which song?
It's Are You There, God, It's Me, Fiona.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, she did that in high school while filming West Side Story, and now people are like, I love her again. And it's like, yeah, welcome back.
2 months, and they'll be like, oh, she's the worst.
I could not, they could not make me hate her. So what, she didn't want to be Snow White. Big deal.
Who wants to be Snow White?
Honestly, that's like, I don't even know if I've ever seen Snow White all the way through.
It's boring.
Same with like Cinderella. I feel like some of those princess movies I watched once and never again.
Nothing, I mean, nothing really happens. There's like 12 minutes of credits at the beginning, and then they kind of sing for a while, and then she goes to the ball and she comes home, and it's like other stuff happens.
But also, it's not even like, it's not the top Disney movie.
No, if you could pick to be a Disney princess, what one would you pick?
That's hard.
Like, Disney comes to you and they're like, I almost called you Maya. Oh my god. Bella! We have this amazing opportunity for you. And they give you the list. Oh, who are you picking? Well, live action.
They already did it, but I'd be Belle. Because Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but Emma Watson knocked that out of the park, too.
I don't think she did.
Oh. I think she looked like her. But also, I haven't seen that movie since it was in theaters, so.
That was forever ago. Yeah. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but I know that it was.
I mean, like, obviously, I'd want to be Jasmine, but that's just, like, culturally not allowed.
It's not going
to
work.
So, I had to pick, you know, one I could.
You can say Jasmine. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, then I guess you're against representation in the media. You can say Jasmine.
But Aladdin is one of my favorite movies.
I think the girl who did Aladdin was pretty good.
She was in Lemonade Mouth.
She was. She played Mo.
Which, oh my gosh, Lemonade Mouth on its own should be studied and hyped. And
I think it's so good.
All the love it deserves.
Do you want to join Kennedy? It's too bad.
So sorry.
It's okay. You can go for a second. If you could be a Disney princess, which one would you be?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. That's a crazy question to ask me on the fly. I guess Cinderella? I don't know.
I can see that for you.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if
or
you guys
Aurora,
know.
Or Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, the pink is working with you. Yeah. So.
And I think it's the pink, though, that really, like,
yeah,
that
it
answer.
Brings it out.
Okay, I guess Aurora.
Yeah.
Cool.
It works.
She has one of the prettiest dresses.
Aurora?
Yeah, because she has, like, it's, like, pink, and it has,
the
like,
weird
that, yeah, I like that.
Thingy. Uh-huh. I don't think it looks that good.
Really? And then, like, that little forest dress she wears is fun.
Okay, the forest dress is adorable.
Exactly.
It's, like, a little corset.
Okay. Enchanted. Is that the movie?
With Amy Adams?
Yeah.
Love it.
That is a masterpiece.
So good.
Oh, my gosh, that movie is so
it's
good.
It's slept on.
Wait, did we have a conversation about James Marsden? What does that mean?
Yes, we did. I was like, who's
she's in
James?
Some hot water, but
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that on but, Instagram.
You know, he did Enchanted well, and so Hairspray well, so I guess, you know, I'll give him that.
Yeah, I can give him that. I don't know the exact details of what's going on, so I'm not going to be like, I'll defend him.
He's on thin ice right now, if he doesn't speak up.
He's not going to speak up.
Then he's going to stay on ice.
For you, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I bet everyone else is going to forgive him.
That's a choice.
Give it a week.
But again, we can watch the thing and have, like, a
discuss
to it,
on
yeah.
that, yeah. What's it called again?
Quiet on Set.
Quiet on Set, yes. Okay. Isn't Drake...
Yeah, that's the one we really got it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw a video this morning, and I was like, whatever, I'll skip that, but...
What movie was... Oh, my God. Do you like any of, like, superhero movies?
I used to be really into the Marvel.
So over quarantine, me and my dad watched them all in timeline order, so I really did have a big phase, too. But, like, everything that's come out since the last Spider-Man just hasn't felt...
It's not...
It's flop after
it's, yeah.
flop after flop.
I mean, like, Marvel's... Madam Web? What is that?
I didn't watch that, but there was just, like, enough that I saw on TikTok that it made me upset. Yeah. But also, here's the thing. That... There's, like, Sony Marvel, and then there's Disney Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I think you can always tell...
They're very different.
Very different. But I think slowly Disney's, like, starting to come down to Sony level with their Marvel productions.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Spider-Verse was good. Sony made that.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Is that the animated one?
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched those. I need to.
Those are good.
I've always heard good things. I just, like, need to get around to it.
But, that's, like, every movie for me.
Like, I loved... Was it No Way Home?
Yeah, yes. The last one
yeah.
Tom
Beautiful.
Holland did.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, amazing.
It was thought through.
Willem Dafoe comes back.
Yeah.
But with Andrew and Toby. And then you're going to give me what? Like, Eternals came out after that?
Yeah.
And you know why I watched Eternals? Because Harry Styles came in for 5 seconds at the end.
Oh my God, Bella.
That movie was bad.
He wasn't even part of the movie.
I know, but I sat through that movie. It was bad.
I don't think it was that bad.
Okay, it wasn't terrible.
Compared to the other stuff they've released.
It wasn't, yeah. It was. It felt long. Like,
it was long.
Like, there's some movies that, even some, like, before Eternals, like, I didn't really like Captain Marvel. That felt really long to me, too.
I didn't really. I've only seen it, like, once.
And the thing is, like, some of them, they're not actually long. It just feels like the storyline is drug out for 40 extra minutes. And it's like, we could have been done.
We could have solved this with a quick text message.
This is kind of, like, not problematic. What's the word I'm looking for? Not a common opinion. I didn't like Black Panther.
I
tried really hard. Because, like, that was a big one. That was, like, a blockbuster.
People were losing their minds.
And I just, like, this one's kind of boring. The soundtrack was amazing.
Yeah.
I think there were aspects of it that were great. But the movie as a whole, I was like, I'm bored.
There's a second one. I don't think I ever saw the second one.
I don't think I saw the one either. I love all the... Who's your favorite, like, Avenger?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me think on that for, like,
okay,
a few minutes.
My favorite was Captain America.
Because Chris Evans is really kind of
But then I also like Bucky.
I couldn't care less for Bucky.
Really?
He was an add-on, let's be honest.
He
was just there.
He was an Avenger, but, like...
Yeah.
Out of the original, oh my gosh, yeah. Captain America.
I don't know. I like Ant-Man. I think I like the Ant-Man movies pretty well.
I didn't like the last one.
I didn't watch the Quantum Manium.
Yeah.
I pretty much, once Endgame came out...
I kind of fell off.
I
saw Spider-Man
stopped.
And then kind of fell off.
I saw WandaVision, and then it was kind of like...
See, WandaVision was beautiful.
It was really good.
And then I didn't like the first season. As much as I love Loki, first season kind of sucked. I haven't watched the second season.
I haven't either. I didn't watch Falcon or Winter Soldier.
That was bad. That was so, like, 2020 wokeness, like, in a
mind.
It was...
Yeah.
Because... And I think that's important, but there's a time and a place, and there's a way to do it. The time and the place they got right. You know, that was a great time to release that show. Mm-hmm. But the way they did it felt so, like, we're trying to be something we're not.
Yeah, Marvel's they don't know how to do that. No.
And then suddenly it was like, this is a political show. And I was like, this is weird.
What else came out? I missed some other stuff. Once I missed that stuff,
Hawkeye wasn't bad.
I didn't watch Hawkeye.
I like Hailee Steinfeld, so I was like, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun. Jeremy Renner was okay in it.
I feel like he was barely a part of it.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of her show.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner's just kind of... Hawkeye in general is just kind of like... Well,
he's like a...
You can
shoot
a
footnote, yeah. Have your little bow, and then we'll let you do your thing.
I think... Did you like Black Widow? Because I did not like Black Widow.
The movie?
Yeah.
I like Florence Pugh.
I like Florence Pugh, and I like,
David Harbour, I like him.
Yes, I love David Harbour.
The movie itself, I think they could have done so much more with it.
Yeah, it could have, it was just...
I liked the intro with, like, the film and, like, the Nirvana song. That was, I was like, oh, this might be cool. And then it kind of went...
downhill really quick, and I was like, okay.
I was like, well, that was a waste of my time. Yeah. Again, which, it was, like, 2 hours.
Luckily, me and my dad, like, I don't go to theaters with him a lot, so we would just wait till it was on Disney Plus.
That's why.
So thankfully, I didn't, like, waste ticket money.
On that movie? No.
Because there's... I have to be really sure I want to see a movie to go see it in theaters, or if they're re-showing something.
I have to do, like, pros and cons for it. Like, okay, $20 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Because those things are so expensive lately.
That's why I love that theaters do, like, re-showings of movies sometimes for, like, $7. I'm like, oh, I can justify that.
Do you buy snacks at a movie? What's your go-to snack?
Okay, so popcorn, obviously. But then usually I'll bring in my own candy. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, my God.
Candy's expensive.
I know, but I always buy the candy there.
Or, like, I go to the theater at Mile High Mall, Flicks, mm-hmm. and they have, like, food. Their cheese curds are really good.
I don't feel like I could get actual food, not popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
The popcorn's also bottomless, so it's great.
Like, how can you go to a movie and not have popcorn? It's, like, part of it. I always get a cherry Coke or Dr. Pepper.
Cherry Coke's the way to go.
Yeah.
I love cherry Coke.
I will say, when I went to go see Avatar... the second one. Did you see Avatar?
I didn't.
It's really long.
See, that's what gets me.
The length of the
long
movie.
Long movies.
Oh, my God. I didn't go see the Batman in theaters. My friend wanted to go.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Batman. Okay, I haven't seen Robert Pattinson's one, which I should.
It's really good.
I just, again, I'm so bad at getting to movies when I want to see them. And I'm like, oh, it's out of theaters now.
Yeah.
Is it Dark Knight Rises? Which one has...
Christian Bale?
Oh, my God, I love Christian Bale to begin with, but Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
Going from 10 Things I Hate About You, okay, that was, like, my movie. My dad showed me, you know, that Batman years ago. Mm-hmm. I was, like, scared. Like, genuinely, he did such a good job as the Joker.
I didn't know it was him.
I was floored when I saw that performance.
I think he did one of the best Joker performances. Did you watch Joker? With Joaquin Phoenix,
I need to, especially because I love River. I loved his brother, mm-hmm. so I just need to give Joaquin, like...
give him his moment.
Yeah.
He needs a moment. Wait. I watched it. It was super good, but it was very much, like,
I want to see the second one, too, now that Lady Gaga's going to be
And it's a musical.
Yeah, oh my...
That's going
to
be good.
But I need to watch it, the first one now. I also want to watch Her with Joaquin
and Scarlett.
Yeah. Is it Scarlett?
Scarlett Johansson, yeah. With the phone.
That, she's in that?
She plays the phone lady.
Wait, that's so weird.
That's her voice.
Lost in Translation.
Was her and Bill Murray.
Who is Sofia Coppola. Her is Spike Jones, her ex-husband.
You're making a connection here that I'm not following. What's happening?
So they divorced, and those movies are like... So Sofia Coppola made Lost in Translation.
Okay.
Spike Jones made Her.
Gotcha.
Scarlett Johansson is in both. These are movies they both made as the result of their divorce.
Oh! They're like, we both need Scarlett in this.
But speaking of Spike Jones, he has the craziest career. So he made Her. You can look him up if you want.
Yeah.
But he started filming with, like, some of the Jackass guys. Like, he literally has the career that, like, a 12-year-old boy would dream of.
But he wrote Her?
I think so, or directed it.
He looked kind of stupid.
No, he is kind of a...
Oh, I think this is somebody else.
Oh, I think it's a Z. And Jones.
Oh. I don't know who that guy is. He's an American musician. I guess this guy is dead. He died in 1965.
Oh, that definitely is it.
Yeah, this guy looks more like
still it. Goofy, though. That's why I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Where the Wild Things Are? Did you watch that movie?
That kind of scared me, if I'm
being
real.
It is scary. Yeah, Babylon...
That is kind of fun. I also just love all the, like, I don't know if it was quarantine or it was just, I was feeling crazy, but, like, I have watched all the Jackass movies, so when I learned he made, like, an actual good movie,
a decent movie?
Whoa, what is happening?
I've never seen those movies, because why would I?
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's nothing, like, I was really into. I am so disgusted by, like, throw up, like, specifically, but it kind of, like, it's been, like, exposure therapy.
Oh. Does it? What? Okay, so what is the plot of?
So it started out as a TV show, and it was basically like
they just heard each other.
Yeah,
don't they?
It's a group of guys just, you know, being guys basically. Yeah. Then they got movies, so it's just that on a bigger budget.
Okay.
But it's funny because it's so 2000s, and it's like. Then there were, like, spin-off shows. I don't know. I fell down a really big rabbit hole, but now it's, like, part of me. So I guess,
are they
like,
are they all still alive?
One of them died, but it wasn't, like, TV show related.
Oh, it was, like,
he got in a car accident, yeah. Which is, he's my favorite. He was my favorite, too, so it's, like.
That's too bad. Yeah. Sorry for him. I don't know his name. What's his name?
His name's Ryan.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
We're going to mourn today. Listen, on this podcast. We're not going to attack.
No.
We're going to mourn.
I haven't attacked sorry, a single Ryan. Celebrity, just a character.
You attacked. No.
Nope.
No, you did
just
a pretty good job today.
Exactly.
We need to start making, like, a tiny list at the bottom of the
celebrities
board. Celebrities who we have beef with.
And, like, by we, you
mostly
mean Bella.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mark Ruffalo. That's one.
Okay, well, then one was, like, I had beef with Jeffrey Dahmer. Who doesn't?
That's true. The Bonet Ramsey family.
Oh, I do
we
have beef
with them.
All of them. But they deserve it again.
I'm missing somebody. Taylor Swift is on there.
I feel really bad about that one. I kind of, like, went in on her.
She's not gonna, like, call
no,
us
I know.
Out.
It's just, like, sometimes, like, I have feelings about people at certain times.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just
like, that's how I feel now.
Do you still feel that way? Did you watch the Eras Tour movie?
No, I'm not. Spending 3 hours watching a concert.
I had to watch half of it. I haven't finished it yet.
For what? Just for fun?
Just because, like, I feel like I kind of have to watch
at
it.
At least she, like, made it free now. Because making people rent that movie for $20 was crazy.
It was, like, $20 the theater. It was, like,
or
30
was it,
or something.
Maybe it was 13 to rent it. 13 to rent it is still crazy, let me tell you. And it was 1989 to buy it. I'm good, girl. I'm good.
Okay, that's unfair, because then she can be like, oh, I chose those numbers because they're significant to me.
Yeah.
1989 is too much.
To buy 13 to rent it is crazy. I buy it for 13. I mean, not me personally, but,
mm-mm.
Like, even 13's... crazy.
But I feel like you can only watch it once.
Yeah, who's gonna just... Oh, let's throw on the
Eras
Tour. I'm leaving, dude.
I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here,
I
guess.
Let me spend my 3 hours somewhere else.
It's so long. And it's good. I mean, she's a good singer. She's a good performer. But I like, we got halfway through and we were like, oh my god, how much is left of this?
Like, the only concert I've... Like, so the 1975 did that, but they did it for free and they put it on YouTube. Okay, there we go.
She could have done that.
Yeah.
But she needed to make that bank.
For what?
I don't know. I really don't. And it kind of makes me feel, like, mean about her in a way. Like, why did you need so much money?
It's because, like, at one point you just, like, there's no way you know how much money you have anymore. And for that to be an issue is crazy.
Yeah, and she's making, like, $1 million every concert.
Second?
Yeah.
At this point.
Why do you need the money from a DVD sale? You don't. You live in a penthouse, and you're going to be married to a football player. You're fine, Taylor.
Really?
You don't need that.
Speaking of musicals, I know we, like, touched on this once, but, like, do you have any movie musicals, I guess, more
of course, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. It's amazing.
I like, with Dolly Parton, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Never seen it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is so, I don't know if it was 70s or 80s, but it is so just
probably
country.
80s.
Oh, it's so good. Grease. That was the epitome of my childhood.
Yeah, I watched Grease a lot.
Like, we had it on VHS. I continuously, that movie made.
I'm trying to think of, I feel like I had a friend who watched Grease every time we had a sleepover. Every single time. Or maybe it was something else. We would, like, play parts together. Like, we'd be like, okay,
oh
you
gosh.
Can be Danny this time
that's
and
so
I'll be
funny,
Sandy.
But I love that. Footloose isn't really a musical, but it is one of my favorite movies.
I'll count it.
I love Footloose.
Footloose, I like it. Have you ever seen Into the Woods, the Disney
yes,
version?
Yes, I saw that in theaters.
Did you really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
It was that's a really good one.
I like that one,
it's
too.
It's weird. Johnny Depp's whole, the wig, weird.
Okay,
the
wolf
part.
The wolf
part stomach is a little questionable.
Could have been cut out. I don't know why we had that.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just got so excited.
There was such a, okay.
The trailer for the second Beetlejuice just came out.
Oh.
Wynonna's in it, which, that alone. Jenna Ortega's in it.
I have no interest
Michael
of seeing
Keaton
it.
Is coming back. Have you ever seen the first Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I have. Oh. I feel like, why remake it?
But I'm just
why
happy,
sequel
like,
it?
But the fun thing is, they're calling it Beetlejuice, which means there's probably going to be a third one.
We don't need a third one.
But the titling's really cool. Like, you got to give them that.
Add the marketing, yeah. How do you... Is it... Okay, yeah. Beetlejuice 2. All right. I didn't know that... I thought they were not even done with it yet. Like, not even close. I feel like they just started filming.
Because it comes out in 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah. It was like October, I thought.
Oh, who knows? I'm just excited because I do. That movie is one I also watched a lot growing up.
Did you watch a lot of Tim Burton? I remember watching a lot of Tim Burton. Just
Beetlejuice really was it.
Really?
Because I never saw, like, was he Sweeney Todd? I never saw that. Or was he Edward Scissorhands?
He was both.
Honestly, I get confused between the two sometimes because they're, like, the same in my head. They're, like,
same people, different font. Yeah, they both use knives. I guess not really because one of them's actually nice, but.
Oh my gosh, and Wynonna was in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, sure.
They were such a cute couple, honestly.
I'm surprised they didn't end up together.
Bring it back around.
Is she married?
I think it's a boyfriend. Okay. Long-time boyfriend situation.
He's just a boyfriend, though. Yeah. Like, we can let go
of
that. Come
on, now you had the tattoo for her, Johnny.
I don't think he's with anybody.
Yeah, probably not.
Not after Amber.
Which, I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
I got beef. Did they kick her off Aquaman? I should call up Jason and be like, what happened there?
Yeah, I'm like, tell me about that.
Yeah, so you didn't kick her
show
off.
Show up to his house, but...
His grandma's house, yeah.
Yeah, what's up
I
with
know
that?
Where it's at.
Do we have her address?
I'm not going to... I don't have it off the top of my head. I know
you don't have it, like, memorized. You're like, actually, it's 6473 North Story Lane.
I know, like, the location. I don't know the exact house.
Does he live nearby?
Himself?
Like, Iowa?
He doesn't.
Well, obviously not, because he's in California. But, like, originally, is he from the area?
He's from Hawaii. Then he went to Norwalk.
So close, then.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's the most...
I think his grandma still lives there.
Good. I feel like my brother knew a kid whose mom dated Jason Momoa in
high
school.
Oh my gosh, well, when he did his, like, vodka signing in one of all the, like, grocery stores, there were girls in Norwalk who had shirts of, like, their prom date with him. Like, it was printed out. It was really cute. Speaking of Iowa, Ashton Kutcher. I love Ashton Kutcher.
I don't like Ashton Kutcher. I think he's dishonest.
Okay, I'm not going to say I like him as a person, but as an actor, because I was a huge That 70s Show fan. His movie, The Butterfly Effect, is crazy.
I've never seen it.
It is a nightmare trip. It's weird.
It's not good.
It's good in a bad way.
Okay.
Because it's basically, you know what The Butterfly Effect is?
Yeah, like one thing changes and everything changes.
And it's crazy, and it keeps getting weirder and weirder. Because he was in a lot of those, like, weird stoner comedies, essentially. Like, this is a stoner comedy, but, like, add some drama in it.
He was trying to be a serious actor.
I don't even know if serious is, I don't know what he was on.
You're just doing things.
He was just doing things, I think.
I think him and Mila are cute together, but I don't know. I don't trust him.
Yeah, after he came out and defended Danny Masterson.
I can't trust
which,
him.
Which, honestly, you know, I never want to be like, I was really upset to find out he was a bad person.
Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was gutted, because Hyde was...
What is that?
I think an earthquake. Hyde was one of my favorite characters on That 70s Show.
I mean, like, life imitates art. What is that? Do you hear that? Am I going crazy?
Is it me?
Waiting for. I'm like, I put my legs on the chair. I thought maybe that was it.
Well, that's why I was like,
but it sounds like it's in the walls. The other side of the wall. Okay.
I'm like,
it's like trying to get in.
It's like a scary movie. Transition. What's your favorite scary movie? I said the thing.
I don't watch a lot of scary movies.
Oh, that's
I like them.
So
but who is like shaking the wall? I like them, but the people in my life don't like to watch them, so I don't get to watch them because I won't watch them alone.
I think you should watch Lost Boys. It's not really a scary movie.
I've seen Lost Boys.
I was gonna say, like, if you haven't seen it, I love Lost Boys.
I love the part where he sees, I don't know, another star in the crowd.
Oh, uh-huh.
He looks amazing, like just that shot.
Oh my gosh, that movie is beautiful. Which, that's not, like, a super scary movie I'd consider.
Mm-mm.
But it's, like, a lot of people do. Because I think it's rated R. So, you know, it's kind of just... It's
language, which is so...
Though,
yeah, which is
probably.
Weird because I don't think it's that scary either.
Like, actual scary movies, though, the first one I really saw was A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's bad as they got later on. It holds a little special place in my heart.
It's not very scary.
No, it's not. It's very cheesy. And then, like, the later it got, the more Freddy was more of, like, a...
Scary.
Pop, like...
Or, like,
a pop culture icon.
Yeah.
Yeah. More of a caricature mm-hmm. of horror. I love Scream, the first couple.
I've seen Scary Movie, like the parody of it.
I do love those two. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pretty good. That is a great cast. That's Jennifer Love Hewitt,
Sarah Michelle Gellar,
and Freddie Prinze Jr., and then the blonde guy who might be someone, but I don't know him, so.
Who is the blonde guy? I don't even know the name.
Yeah,
Just some guy?
Just some guy.
No, whatever.
Maybe his name's, like, Ryan. Oh, I want to say he's married to
Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband.
Ex-husband, yeah.
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah, oh my gosh, look at this go.
Look, this is easy. We got this names.
That's pretty good. The second one's really good, too. Jack Black's in it, and he's funny, which I love Jack
Black. He's in that?
Yeah, the second one.
Really?
They go to Jamaica or something for a trip. It's a whole setup, but he works there, and he's, like, just a stoner.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But also, like, him in School of Rock.
I loved School of Rock.
It is so good. Joan Cusack in that is great, too.
Yes, I forgot she was in that movie. She's in a lot.
She is.
She kind of just shows up wherever she wants.
And, like, I think she did a lot. Like, she would do little cameos in movies her brother was in.
What's his name? I always forget his name.
John Cusack.
John, oh my god, you'd think, I remember Joan and John.
Cusack.
John Cusack.
Yeah, I thought I got him confused with John Hughes for a second, and I was like, there's too many Johns in my...
I always get him mixed up with somebody. Oh, I get him mixed up with Dustin Hoffman. In my head, they look the same, so whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, it's John Cusack.
Is Dustin Hoffman... Who is that? What's he do?
Not much. He was in The Graduate. He was in...
Is that Mr. McGorium's Wonder Boy?
Yes, that
That's
guy.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was like...
That movie's not talked about a lot.
It should be. That movie... Oh my god.
It's a good
Until
explosion.
He starts dying and then the building starts dying and...
It's pretty good.
I know, but it makes me sad.
It is... Like, it's like a kid's movie disguised as a movie detailing death and grief. Yeah, and it's like, whoa. Wild. But as a kid, I was like, the sock monkey! You know, like, I didn't care.
I had the sock monkey, literally because of that one.
I know, that's why I feel like that was... I don't know why the 2000s, but I thought this recently, they loved sock monkeys.
Oh, it's also that monkey, what was his name?
Curious George?
No.
That one?
Paul Frank? I think he was like
Who's
a monkey.
Who's Paul Frank?
I think it's Paul Frank. It was like a brand, and it was a monkey. I think that kind of also worked in with it all. He's like an early 2000s brand. You'll probably recognize him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's just...
This guy...
Yes.
So
that.
I think the sock monkey thing kinda.
It blew up. Everyone was like, sock monkeys are so cool. And I guess they are, but it's just a monkey.
Yeah, I love mine. I should go find it when I go home to my mom's.
It's just buried somewhere?
I think he's in my closet. I have like a hamper.
Did you watch Mr. McGorium's Wonderporium where he like reaches out and it's depressing?
I just left him in the closet, alone in the dark.
Great, so you broke his heart. He's probably sitting in the closet like, where's Bella?
Wow. I think you have to add that to the list of people I pissed off.
The sock monkey.
Writes for my sock monkey.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it, really.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, sock monkey.
Mark Ruffalo. And then, like, some criminals, but again, they deserve it.
So. We can't add them, yeah. What are they gonna do? Kill us?
Yeah. Not if they're already dead.
Mm-mm. I mean, I think we covered everything. Did we do it?
I think so.
Did we podcast?
I really feel like we did this time.
I think this is A+ work on our part.
For once, it was a pretty... Other than the other than the knocking in the wall and the, like, 20 minutes we spent on Daniel LaRusso.
That was needed, though. It's a good argument to have.
It was.
We should have debates on the podcast.
Oh, my God, that should be a new
podcast
thing.
Debates. What would we debate about?
Daniel and Johnny. We could come with, like, evidence.
Plot points. Be like, look at here. At scene 6.
We get a stick. Yeah. We're, like, smacking the table.
You don't understand. He's the Karate Kid. I think that'd be good. Or we could just argue about random things. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Are they, like, waiting for us to leave?
Probably.
Okay, well, guess we should go.
Yeah. So, do you want to do our outro?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what to say. You put me on the spot. Last time I just said bye.
Let's just do that.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.